We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Again, I can't stand the rain. Missy Elliott couldn't stand the rain either. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Should be at Yankee Stadium. You should be able to watch the Mets. But we live in New York, baby. Everybody's stuck in the car, stuck in the rain, stuck in traffic. What's going on, y'all? Let me just center myself for what we're about to do here. This is a bonus 5 hour KM to AM. With no Yankees game, with no Mets game, let's go Rangers, I guess. And I guess we'll also keep an eye on the Dallas Mavericks versus Golden State Warriors. There's some golf on my TV, but I'm tired of this. I wanted to go to the game tonight. I wanted an Andy Pettit bobblehead. I was supposed to kick it with Craig and Evan and C-Mac and Tommy. What's up, man? Mother Nature, baseball gods, why do you have to do this to us here? We have good baseball teams. We're trying to watch them play. Yankees postponed, rained out. So now tonight's game is Sunday, but then they got to move the bobblehead. It's like deja vu. I've seen this episode too many times. And then the Mets out in Denver at Coors Field, a great place to see a game. It's snowing. They got snowed out on the 20th of May. Well, I guess we pivot. I feel like this is the second or third time that I've filled in because of a rain out, a postponement. We're so used to it. It goes on every year. We literally have opening day and we build in a rain day just in case it rains in anticipation for the rain. And a lot of times we use it like we did this year. Nothing we could do about it. They're not going to build a dome. Every single time this happens, the dome conversation comes up. They're not going to put a roof over Yankee Stadium. It is what it is. So we'll open it up tonight. Open mic night. Yay! Because how long can we sit here and talk about Max Scherzer? How long can we sit here and talk about Aaron Hicks, Joey Gallo? We get it. Aroldis Chapman. We get it. Francisco Lindor. We get it. At least we get a night off from watching Hicks bat. Don't have to sit through any Joey Gallo ABs. Mets fans, who do you hate on your team? I don't think there's really one guy. I did have a thought today. Do you wish Robinson Cano was here for this stretch? Maybe Robbie gets hot during this stretch. Maybe Robbie can help. I don't know. I saw him flashing the glove with the Padres. It's the bat, though, you need. But let's open it up tonight. Call me up. I was just out there talking to Connor and Tommy about DJs. At least we have DJs next week, right? This Friday is washed. But the weather should be good for next Friday. Come on down. WFAN, DJs party to kick off the summer. And I was saying, maybe I'll get some friends to call up and tell some old DJ stories. I was trying to recall other times down the shore growing up. I was blacked out most of those times. I don't remember half the stories. Maybe my friends do. Call me up. We'll open it up, man. It's like, why keep beating the same issues with our good teams? I know Chad Green is hurt. Luis Gil is hurt. The Yankees have a couple arms that have fallen into the IL. So what? Our teams are good. It's a Friday night. We get a Friday night off. They get a Friday night off. Rest is good. The teams need some rest. So we'll open it up tonight to all the fans of the fan to call in, weigh in. If you want to talk about how bad Gallo is, if you want to talk about how Pete Alonso is an all-star, should be a superstar, megastar to carry this team, whatever, call me up. We'll do that. We have 5 hours. We got the whole night, Friday night. Driving here, I was like, this is not the vibe. I was supposed to be driving to the Bronx. But it is the vibe because at least we have this. So if we don't have our teams to watch, we don't have our baseball teams, we don't have our baseball games, we'll watch the Rangers. We'll turn on the radio. We'll talk about sports. We'll talk about life. We'll talk about things. Open mic night. Why not? It's a bonus cam to AM. I will share this mic with you. I love to share the mic with you. Can't just be me talking the whole time. I don't even have a co-host. That's why you call up and co-host. So Friday vibes, we got to try and pick up the energy. Rain, go away. It is what it is. They'll play another day. I'll see y'all at the stadium tomorrow. 90 degrees. So let's just get through this night. One more sleep, and then the Yankees are back in the Bronx. Nestor Cortez on the mound. It'll be all right. Mets will play out there at Coors Field whenever they shovel the snow. Eyes on the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, specifically the Rangers. Phone lines are open, 877-337-6666. My name is Keith McPherson. You're listening to The Fan.
In the car.
Or running.
In the shower.
Hot now. Hot water, hot shower.
Bring The Fan with you anywhere on the Odyssey app. Download and search WFAN.
Hear ye, come on, come on. That's what this sounds like. This sounds like, come on, come on in. Gather around the campfire. Tell you a story. Or two, or three, when they come to me. Keith McPherson on the fan, nighttime on the fan. Thanks for tuning in, thanks for listening. I will keep an eye on some scores. Obviously, the Mets aren't playing, the Yankees aren't playing, but there are some MLB games that didn't get postponed. A few in play right now. Cardinals 1-0 against the Pirates. Braves 3-0 against the Marlins. And zeros the rest of the way out. Maybe something cool will happen. I'll report it to you. Or you report it to me. Call me up. 877-337-6666. Let's see who's on the line. Wide open. Mark. John. Dan. Molly and Tyler. Two names? What's up, Molly and Tyler, from the Bronx?
Hey, Keith,
what's
how
up,
are
Keith?
You?
Hey, what's going on?
We are big fans. You are great. You're amazing. And we're so happy to see all the success that you have been having recently. But we want to talk about Aaron Judge. So he's really hot right now. He's hitting so many home runs, and he's really successful. How many home runs do you think that he's going to hit this season, and how is that going to affect his contract at the end?
He's going to hit 48. 48 home runs. Yep, 48 home runs.
All right.
Nah, he'll probably hit more, but I'm gonna put a 48 out there as a answer that's not going to be too much or too low. Still Aaron Judge. I would like to see him break his own record. But who knows? I don't think it's all about the home run either. Aaron Judge is he's obviously off to a hot start. He's leading the league in home runs, but he's a hitter. And how will it impact his salary, his upcoming contract? If he leads the league in home runs, I mean, that's going to be at arbitration. And then we'll see what happens when it's contract time. But the price went up. Yesterday's price is not today's price. We all know it.
Yeah. Real quick, one thing. We're diehard Giants fans. We both want to work in sports. We're siblings. And we want to know, what do you think the Giants' record is going to be? This is their long shot.
The New York football Giants. I have no idea, honestly. I think the Giants can be improved. But I've put some thought into this. Like, I saw Brady Quinn talking about, oh, the Jets season will be over before the bye. And you try and do the math. Like, it's the NFL. And they added that extra week. So you can't be 500. You can't be 8-8 now. I'll say the Giants have the chance to be 9-8.
Okay.
Honestly, the East, like, I'm a Cowboys fan, unfortunately. The East is going to be fraudulent. I think the Cowboys are going to take a step back. Don't count the Commodores into anything. Oh, the Commanders, excuse me, the Washington football team. Don't count the Eagles in because they made moves. The Eagles always make moves. Remember when Vince Young said they were the dream team back then? Like, the East is going to be wide open. And if they get out to a good start under Daboll, different regime under Joe Shane, I think the Giants can compete. 9 wins shouldn't be, too lofty of a goal.
I think that's something that Giants fans are really looking for right now. It's just like some sort of success where like wins are better than losses, you know?
They had success in the draft. I think both of those guys make an impact right away. And this is a new regime. You know, there's definitely some Mets fans, Giants fans. Think about how you feel about the Mets right now. Obviously, you guys are Yankees fans, but think about how you feel about the Mets right now in this new regime. It feels different. Well, I think that same type of feeling is going to happen for Giants fans. Different things are going to happen throughout the year. Things have already happened where you're going to say, okay, you know, this isn't Dave Gettleman.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't Joe Judge. Well, this isn't Ben McAdoo. This isn't, you know, Shermer. You there? You guys there? You guys just ask the questions and leave me hanging, then I answer them. We're having a conversation here, Molly and Tyler. They're gone. Shout out to them. I feel like they called up with, like, something they wrote down. Like, all right, this is what we're going to ask Keith. Appreciate it. I had some answers. I guess that's how it works. Call me up, folks. We've got people on hold, so I don't have to put the number out there. And you know the number. We just all say the number. Let's go to Mark in West Harrison, New Jersey. Is that New Jersey?
No, that's New York.
I was about to say, there's no West Harrison, New Jersey. That's New York.
No, it's like next to White Plains.
Okay.
I live pretty close to Evan Roberts.
Out there, huh?
Yeah. Well, I've spoken to Evan and Craig a few times. I'm a former semi-pro quarterback and semi-pro coach.
Nice.
I'm calling in tonight because watching these Yankees with what's going on in the outfield and taking my daughter to games since like 1985 when Don Mattingly was still playing and watching the what was going on in the outfield with they need to get rid of Gallo and they need to get rid of Hicks.
Yeah.
And everybody's saying, oh, well, you can't bring back, he's going to bat way higher than the two of them. Plus he can make the plays. Watching Gallo drop balls all of a sudden, watch Hicks, that bonehead play that he made, yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, both guys have been pretty trash, but I think the next step, like, we've had the conversation around them so much, I think the next step has to be, right, like, if they don't get it together, if they don't get it going, what is the move? I think one is Tim LeCastro. He's on the mend. They're saying that he could be back as soon as next week, maybe June. And then Guardy, I'm a Guardy guy. I've always been a Guardy guy. Obviously, I'm a Yankees fan, and I'm not one of these younger Yankees fans that disrespects Guardy, like, oh, Guardy sucks now. Like, I understand the intangibles that a Brett Gardner would bring. And that's honestly why I'm looking at, like, Hicks and Gallo. And they chose those guys over Guardy. I don't think Guardy would be much worse than him. I don't think he'd be worse than them. He would actually add something to this team for sure. Like, a few things. Lefty bat. A guy that's pretty sure in the outfield. A veteran. A guy that's got a World Series ring. A guy that'll tighten up these umps. He'll bang on the dugout if he has to. He'll have some competitive at-bats. He'll work the count. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. And LeCastro is great. But he's like what Judge was doing, diving into stands, diving into walls.
Yeah, reckless.
And getting hurt.
Guys like that, I always think when I see guys like that, like, they're reckless with their body, they're playing hard, but it's like, hey, man, you got to stick. You got to be healthy. You're trying to earn a spot. You can't be getting hurt.
I don't think Brett Gardner was ever on the disabled.
No, he didn't want to be. He was never injured. He was only hurt. He didn't want to be. That's what I'm saying. The intangibles. I think we still need a little bit of that old school Brett Gardner in the clubhouse. And I just can't sleep at night thinking that his season ended against the Red Sox in the wild card. He hasn't retired yet, so I won't say his career. He has to come back for at least a week, at least a game or a series.
Well, the way Hicks and Gallo are playing, there's no way in heaven that he would be as bad as the two of them.
No way. No way. He's going to charge at every ball. He's going to be at every ball. He might not bring every fly ball in. We've seen him have some hit his glove, but he's going to be there. These guys, I feel like they pull up. I feel like they're, like, unsure of themselves, and you can't be doing that, not in Major League Baseball.
I can't remember watching Gardner ever drop a ball.
I can. I definitely can. Last year.
Okay. Well,
He showed his age a little bit last year. He had a couple errors last year. I'm sure there's somebody listening that'll look it up on Baseball Savant, or FanGraphs or Baseball Reference.
Yeah. Well, Gallo, who supposedly is a Gold Glove fielder.
In right field. He's crossed up in left field.
Yeah, exactly. And the great part is, having Stanton out of right field, I haven't seen him miss a play. He's got a great arm. And all of a sudden, since he's out in the, playing the field, he's playing much better because now he's in the game. He doesn't have to worry about in between. It was like with Reggie Jackson going down and riding a bike in between innings.
Right, got to have a sweat going, got to be lathered up, got to be in the game. And Giancarlo is a MVP right fielder. He came up playing the outfield. He didn't forget.
Yeah.
We've been over that, too. It's the Yankees that decided he'd be a DH only.
But I'm an old guy, and I pitch every Sunday. And I've been watching Stanton's swing. And for the last 2 weeks, I've shortened up my swing. And I've been getting hits. And it was, Mark, I'm 70 years old. When did you start hitting like that again?
Sorry, Mark.
My headphones came out.
Missed what you last said, but thanks for the call, man. Got to move on here. Honestly, just like hit my headphones, and he was telling a story, and I'm like, I missed the end of that. We got to move on here. This is what I want to do, folks. Hit me with something besides the, like, bashing Gallo, bashing Hicks. We've been through that. Hit me with something besides the Judge contract talk. Maybe I'll do that during the break. I'll hit you with some stuff, some different things, some different questions. Because I feel like everyone, myself included, that listens to The Fan all day, every day, we've heard these same things. We've gone over this now for the last couple days. And we got an off night. So let's go a little off base. That's a little plug right there. Off base, get it, Paulie? MLB Network, 3 p.m.
Very smooth, man. Smooth, dude.
You know,
you're learning this. You're
sometimes
there.
I don't know. Sometimes it comes to me. Sometimes I don't know. So let's do that, folks. Let's open the conversation up. Think harder about the team, right? Think about this next homestand, Nestor Cortes Jr. He's leading MLB with the lowest ERA. What do we expect from Nestor, right? Pitchers are creatures of habit. He was supposed to pitch tonight. Now he's got to pitch tomorrow, a 1 o'clock start. Honestly, I'm not a huge fan of the Saturday 1 o'clock games, but it's better since they're not playing tonight. They'll be well rested tomorrow. The White Sox come to town. We just faced them in Chicago South. Do you think Nestor Cortes continues? If he has another start, he's pretty much book it in the All-Star game. He has another start similar to his last few starts. Striking guys out. You know, give me 9 strikeouts for Nestor tomorrow. If he gives up a run, it's fine. 2, it's fine. Defense is there. But I want that ERA to stay down so he can be at the top. People are talking about him in the Cy Young category. People are talking about him in the All-Star game. And like I said, that's already pretty much going to be stamped after 1 or 2 good stars. Like, the All-Star voting will open up. You got to vote Nestor. I know I will. So, yeah, see, think a little deeper into the conversation, the questions, the thoughts. Positive energy. We could honestly stay up here and bash Gallo and Hicks and talk about Judge's contract and Chapman being the closer. We did that all week. It's Friday. It's the end of the week. Let's switch it up. Let's open it up a little bit more. Let's see who else we've got on deck, on the phone. Well, not on deck. You're on now. John in Bensonhurst. What's up, John?
Yeah, thanks, Keith. Listen, you've been doing a great job. You've come a long way. You got a long way to go in a positive sense. I love the way you bring on the young Jedi. I also love the way you bring back the, you know, the old school fan announcers. I'd love to see Tony Page make an appearance.
Man, I'm so glad you said that. I hope someone's listening and can connect me to him. I've tried to go on my own, like, not to sound creepy, like Googling him and trying to figure out where he's been and what he's doing. I have Paulie's looking at me like, how come you haven't asked me?
Hey, I
didn't think to ask Paulie, but go ahead, John.
Yeah, I want to give you my theory on Judge and Gardner, and then you can let me go. I think the big part of the success of the Yankees so far is that the whole team is getting behind Judge.
Yeah.
They want to win the World Series for Judge. They want him to be a Yankee for life. I really believe that. And I think if the Yankees were to sign Brett Gardner for $1 million, send him down to AAA so he can get, you know, he can get his skills up to par, and then bring him up when they expand the roster in the fall, he would be the straw that would break the camel's back and send the Yankees all the way to a World Series win.
Yeah, that and a few other things. You know, it's May, and we say that a lot in May. And there's so much that's going to happen and so much that we can't predict that's going to happen. Going back to what you said about Judge, I like what you said about the team rallying behind him, because I think about that Donnie baseball doc that they just had on MLB Network, and Donnie was the captain. And when he got up to the plate, it seemed like he was always clutch. He was always hitting. He was always coming through for the team with big hits. And he came up short as far as getting to a World Series. He, you know, got to one wild card game or whatever, got to the postseason. But with Judge, it seems like, yeah, these guys are rallying behind him. He is the next captain. He can be a Yankee for life. They can get to a World Series, and it just seems like the chemistry is there, and he's the guy leading the way.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'll call you again.
Thanks, John. Yeah, so, Paulie, Tony Page, right? So I'm trying to think. From time to time, I get fan mail here, and I can't think of the guy's name. I got to look at my email to recall who sent me some articles from Tony Page. And this was now, I don't know, 2-3 months ago. But I read those articles, and after I read the articles, I started Googling and trying to figure out what he was up to now, what he might be doing, to try and reach out and connect with him. Like, but I definitely didn't think to use you as a friend in common.
I produced for him for like 6 years.
Yeah, I just see these things. I don't know, bro. They don't give me any of the, you know, they don't give me any printouts with the info when I come in here. They just are like, hey, the mic is on.
I'll reach out to Tony.
I would love to meet him. I would love to talk to him. I'd love to share the mic with him. Just simple as that. You say, Keith, new guy, nighttime, thinks highly of you, has heard a ton about you, would love to meet you in some way. We'll figure it out. I don't know. I've heard his name a few times, and I do have respect for the OGs. Obviously, you've heard me bring Steve Summers on every month I've been on. I've also had other people come on, whether it's Howie Rose, Mark Malusis is someone I consider an OG. Mark and I go back to the Fan Cave in 2014. I still have a WFAN keychain, like a little rubber WFAN tag on my keychain that has been on my keys since I met Mark in the Fan Cave in 2014. So there's other people that I've also brought on, but can't really think of them. Either way, let's keep the conversation going. Next up, Bob in Syosset.
Hi, Keith. How you doing?
Good,
Keith,
good.
I'm a Yankee fan for 72 years. I go back, if you want the World Series, the first World Series I went to, I was just a little guy, but I was only like 5 years old. It was the last year of Joe D.
Nice.
And Mickey got hurt that year. Then the 56 World Series, which was lost and pitched a no-hitter, but I didn't go to that game. I went to the final game at Ebbets Field where the Yankees won 9-0. Yogi Berra hit two. Did you hear the name Don Newcomb?
Mm-hmm.
So he hit two homers off Don Newcomb, right? And Johnny Cook. These are guys you probably never heard of, but they're worth looking into. Johnny Cook pitched a 9-0 shutout against the Dodgers, and the Yankees won the 56 World Series.
That's awesome. Don't you have, like, such gratitude for the fact that, like, someone brought you to these games and you were so young? Like, you didn't take yourself there. Like, someone put you in that atmosphere.
And then the next year, 57, right? We were up 3-1 to the Braves. Of course, they had Hank Aaron, Eddie Matthews, and they beat us. The next year, we were down 3-1, and we did the same thing to them.
Crazy times.
We did the same, but the Yankees were loaded. I mean, and so were the Braves. When you have Hank Aaron and Eddie Matthews, you're loaded.
Yeah, they always hit.
You know, you're loaded, but I was born in a great era. You know, I was born where the Yankees were winning every year. Then they went to that slump where they didn't win for 16 years. But I'll say one thing. You were going to the Yankee game with all these Mets haters. Those guys, they can say whatever they want. They're all Yankee haters. They are.
Craig Carton, I know, poses as a Yankees fan. He is Mets fan. He grew up rooting for the Mets.
Keith, do me a favor. Please always stay a Yankee fan. I don't have that many years left, right? But I'd like to see. I went to all the parades and all the. Now I really can't walk that much. But be a great Yankee fan and always back them up. I would love that. But
I got
the more
you.
Yankee fans we have.
I can't do anything else. I don't know anything else.
that's great. So tomorrow's game starts, what, 1 o'clock?
Yeah, 1:05 start. And then Sunday we'll play 2.
Okay. Nice talking to you, Keith. I'll call you again.
For the story, Bob. Appreciate it. What'd I say? Sayasit. Paulie's in my ear like, Sayasit. Like, bro, I'm from the other side. I'm from Jersey. I'm from the other side. But it made me think of my boy Deez. Deez is nice. He used to say something from Sayasit. Something that rhymed with Sayasit. I might have to hit him and get what it was, because he had these little catchphrases, these little lines. Sayasit. Yeah, I don't know. Just hearing those stories and thinking back to, like, baseball in the 50s that, you know, you only see on, like, Yankeeography, and I don't think anyone's Googling or YouTubing that, but imagine being in that historic environment as a kid and then growing up and all those years later looking back on that, like, that's crazy. I wonder what Bob thinks about these Yankees now. I was going to ask him that, but he signed off. Instead, he made sure to say, you know, Craig, Evan, and Tommy, Mets fans. I was about to say, he didn't let me continue. I was like, Craig poses as a Yankees fan, but C-Mac is definitely a Yankees fan. So it wasn't like I was going to the game with all Mets fans. That would be weird. I don't think I've ever gone to Yankee Stadium with a group of Mets fans. Don't know if I could wrangle that many. I don't know if I could get that many to go.
Go with the 7 line.
Go with the 7 line. Are they allowed? Are they allowed entry? I thought we banned them. Thought we stopped them from buying.
Yeah, man, they're the loudest people there during the Subway Series.
Buying the whole section out. I usually avoid the Subway Series. See, now we're opening up some conversation. I usually don't go to the Subway Series in the Bronx. I'll go in Citi Field. I don't go in the Bronx because it's amateur hour, usually. Premium Series 2, and especially when I was younger and couldn't afford tickets, those prices were always the highest. Premium. The Yankees ticket office will call it a premium series.
And honestly, well, two things. One, 7 line, actually, I believe, was in Denver this week for the Rockies series.
Oh, wow. Now they're snowboarding.
So they're snowboarding now. I think drinking in the hotel probably somewhere. And two, the Subway Series tickets this year are going to be as high probably as they've ever been if both teams continue on this track of just, like, playing really, really well. Like, that's a fun series. Last year we had the thing with Judge, and it was with Judge and Lindor, I think, or Giancarlo and Lindor yapping at each other a little bit. That has the potential to be, like, really fun. Just, like, a good mix of, like, you know, Mets fans needling Yankee fans needling Mets fans.
Around.
That's fun.
I was in there turning up that Saturday game. I was one of the main people, like, let's go Yankees. The thing is, it's like, everybody in New York is there. When you go to Citi Field or Yankee Stadium for Mets, Yankees, everyone is there, not just fans of the team. anyone that owns a Yankees shirt or Mets shirt or hat pulls up for the Subway Series just to get drunk. I've seen some crazy things happen. That's also why I don't go, because I've seen some crazy things happen when it's Mets Yankees. Just because the person across from you or next to you is wearing the rival team and says something you don't like, that doesn't mean you could throw your beer at them. That doesn't mean that you need to punch them. That doesn't mean you need to fight. I've seen some crazy stuff go on in the stadium. So I usually stay away from that one. But I'll be there this year. Like I said, I was at Citi Field for that 9/11 Saturday game. That was awesome. Multiple times on air, you've heard me say that was the best baseball experience I had all of 2021. So we'll see when that comes around this year. And I think they made it so those aren't weekend series. Those aren't Saturday night, Friday night, where people really hit the liquor hard. They made those like Monday, Tuesday, or like, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday series. So looking forward to the Subway Series. Hopefully the Mets and Yankees are still in first place. I think there's a good chance that they will be. And I know the tickets are expensive, but lucky me, I work at the Fan now. Should be able to get in the building without having to put up an arm and a leg. But even it, whatever, if it costs $200 for the ticket, then fine. That's what it is. All right, folks, we got a bunch of calls. So instead of me and Paulie talking, let's get some other people in here to join in. Speaking of Citi Field and the Subway Series, Vinny is on Long Island. What side are you on, Vinny?
Yeah, I'm a diehard Mets fan, and you're getting me pumped up for the Subway Series now as well too. So yeah, I can only hope that, you know, that's actually why I'm calling tonight. But I can only hope that both teams are in first place and continue to be. And you know, maybe we you know, not to look too far down the road, but maybe we look towards you know, another little magical October moment between the two clubs. So I think that'd be really cool.
I feel like we've done a great job of trying to speak that into existence here on The Fan. The Subway Series happens, and we will get a lot of credit for talking about it every single day.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a Mets fan, you know what? I'm all for it. You know, Keith, you and I are right around the same age, so the 2000, you know, series was, you know, I remember that obviously very clearly, and you know, it was fun and it was great. And as a, you know, as a 12-year-old Mets fan at the time, you know, there was not much else to hang your hat on at that point. So that was like, you know, that was our moment and that was our time. And, you know, even though they didn't win,
they did win. I had a blast going to school during that time. It was grand. Every day was special. You know, wake up, put your Yankee hat on, go to school and celebrate. What do you mean they didn't win?
Yeah, and you know what? Well, I'm talking about being a Mets fan during that time. But,
I know.
yeah. And you know what? I always say that part of my, you know, I developed a lot of character growing up when I did as a Mets fan. And you know what? I stuck with it. My dad's an original, you know, 62 Mets fan, and you know, he you know, really, not that he didn't give me any other choice, but you know, you got to stick with your dad, and you know, I followed him. And we, you know, hopefully that day comes. That's all I can hope.
Still waiting on that World Series. That's tough, bro.
But so I'm calling in. You know, I'm trying to stay really optimistic even through the injuries. I you know, I feel any other year we'd be jumping off buildings by now. We'd be hitting the panic button. You know, I see people talking about them making a trade. You know, a trade would be great. I think they need, you know, not I think, everybody needs as many arms and as many good arms as you possibly can get, and you know you're seeing that now. But I believe in the depth of this team, and I also believe in the culture. You know, I'm a big culture guy in what I do, you know, for a living, and we talk about it a lot at my job. And you know, I see it with the Mets, and you know, it started from the day that Stevie Cohen came through the door, and everything he's done since. And you know, Buck is obviously a huge part of that. I think that was the best hire. I loved it at the time, and it's only proving to, you know, to really be great and be exactly what they needed. And you know, I'm staying really optimistic. And if they can, you know, I'm just looking at every series. Just keep winning two out of three, three out of four, and just stay with it. And if they can keep a lead, and you know what, July rolls around and DeGrom and Scherzer come back healthy, and you know, you got a stretch run out of you. So
yeah,
that's all I have to say. Interested to hear what you have to say. Like I said, really looking forward to continuing the you know, the back and forth between the Mets and Yankees. But want both teams to be good so that we do get to that end, you know, result together. So have a good night, and I'll talk to you soon.
Great call, Vinny. I'm glad Vinny used this word. He said culture, right? The culture has changed. The culture is different. And he said in his line of work, you know, they use that word culture too. We use culture in the corporate world. We use culture in the business world, because if you have a strong company culture, if you have a strong culture in your group, in your business, you can survive some of the bad times. You can survive some of the down times. You can make it through situations like the Mets are in, right? The Mets culture is new, but now it's being tested, because you lose a guy like Max Scherzer, who's a big part of the Mets culture. He didn't die. He's still going to be there. He's just not going to be on the mound. And I'm sure he'll still be vocal because he's Max Scherzer. He's a leader. And when I say the culture is different, right, I love how you see Pete Alonso walk off, and just the way he hit his chest and then came around the bases like it was nothing. And then when it was time to celebrate with the homies, with the team, he shot his helmet. And then he jumps on home plate. They douse him, jersey off. It's fun. That baseball is fun. That's the essence of it. Their culture is there. Those guys were genuinely happy. They could have folded, right? I saw Donovan Mitchell quote tweeted that and said, I need this on a t-shirt. I'm sure the Seven Line Army has got to be making some t-shirts with Alonzo shooting a three. Game winner. Call game. Eduardo Escobar, right? As he's struggling, I looked at like a parallel, right? A couple nights ago, Chapman was struggling, and the Yankees gave him the championship belt. It was like a way to pick him up. Eduardo Escobar, he's been struggling, but he just hit a milestone. 10 years in MLB. They gave him a little bottle, right? Celebrating him, celebrating that. That's a milestone. And when you have guys in your clubhouse that are pros, when you have more guys that have been in MLB, they bring in things from other clubhouses. They bring in other cultures into this Mets culture. It's a different Mets team, organization, and I think they're looking at this stretch as a challenge, and I think they're looking at this stretch like we thought this might happen, right? We didn't think it was going to be easy. Most Mets fans told me that it's the Mets. Something's going to happen. You know, it's the Mets. It's always going to be something. If I played for the Mets, you know how I would feel? I would say, okay, bet. There's going to be something, but we can overcome it. Yeah, there's going to be something, but this team is strong enough to get through it now. And I think they are. I think they are. They have a good lead. They have a good team. Weather the storm, and it's game by game. I know the schedule gets tough. There's a West Coast trip people are eyeing, and they're saying, oh, that's going to be brutal. You don't know that. The Phillies just went to Dodger Stadium and almost swept the Dodgers. The Dodgers had to walk them off. The Phillies are not that good. More conversation around the Mets, around the Yankees, whatever you guys want to do on the Fan. My name's Keith McPherson. I got to take a break. I'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey Siri, play WFAN.
Yeah. Right back into it. What's up, y'all? Friday vibes. Are you vibing yet? I don't know. I'm not vibing yet. But maybe you have some beers. Maybe you have a drink. Maybe you have something to help your vibe. Other things. Who knows what you have. But thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you are enjoying the Friday night, even though it's raining. Be safe wherever you're driving. Driving in was nuts. I gave up. Parked the car. Said, all right, taking the train. It's not moving. We're not going anywhere. And Waze doesn't know. Google Maps doesn't know. Apple Maps doesn't know. And then, you know, your ETA just starts adding minutes. I've played that game before. I learned early, you know, early in my WFAN career. Back in, like, December. Played that game. Got in the car around 6 o'clock. Next thing you know, I'm trying to get into the Holland Tunnel around 6:30. 6:30 turns to 6:35. I got to be on air at 7 o'clock. I'm like, going the other way. K-turn in the middle of traffic. Go park somewhere. Go get on the train. Not going to make it through there. It's gridlocked. You, like, can't go anywhere. I'm sure it's better now. I got here, like, 2 hours ago, so. Sure it's fine now. Nah, I'm not sure it's fine now. I bet it's still packed. It's Friday. People are trying to go home. People are trying to go somewhere. And they're listening to me talk on the fan. That's crazy. Maybe they're listening to Power 105, Hot 97, Z100, 94.7 The Block. Maybe they're listening to 94.7 The Block. They'll be DJing our DJ's party down the shore in a week from now. At least we have that. Let's talk to Don in Linden, New Jersey, next up on the fan.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm 66 years old and a lifelong Mets fan for sure. I've seen it all. I've witnessed it all, but also kind of a semi-baseball historian. And a fellow who called about 20 minutes ago, and he was talking about the two home runs that Berra hit against Don Newcomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little insight into that. The year before, the Dodgers had finally broken the Yankees' four consecutive World Series winning streak, and they had brought the championship to Brooklyn, which was kind of miraculous at the time. But they won the first two games of the 1956 World Series, and they thumped the Yankees, and it looked like Brooklyn was going to repeat and maybe sweep. And, Yogi and Mantle kind of took things into their own hands, but that Game 7 was just incredible. Of course, there was the perfect game by Larson in Game 5. But listen. That Yankee, that gentleman who called, he's a member of that core of Yankee fans, like my age group, who I love to hear talk about and reminisce and about the great Yankee history. But there's another core of the current Yankee fans, particularly the younger ones, and I just, it's the Mets. They'll fall apart. They're the kings of April, the mutts. And now that the Yankees have had a shot of real, they've been on faith. The Yankees won 96 games a year average for the last five seasons in that neighborhood. And now they're 30 and 29 and 10. And now it's like, there's several calls of the fan. It's almost the sarcasm is dripping. And that's why sometimes I almost feel like losing it. Listen, we were the last team to go to the World Series, even though we didn't make it. We thought Donwell could have won it with a few breaks. So, I look at it both ways. I respect the great Yankee tradition, but I would want some love back from the younger Yankee fans instead of treating Met fans like crap.
I'm with you. I wasn't sure if you were a Yankees fan. Then I got that you were a Mets fan, and I understand what you're talking about with the younger fans. It's
I've seen it all.
And it's not even a recency bias anymore. You know, like I was about to say, it's a recency bias because the Yankees won, five championships in that, short span of time. But it's not recent anymore. It was, two decades ago plus. And now, there's young Red Sox fans that look at people like myself that have seen the Yankees win five World Series and they laugh at us. They're like, you haven't won anything. If you're a 22-year-old kid in Boston and you've seen the Yankees lose, you haven't seen the Red Sox, lose to the Yankees. They have more World Series. It's crazy generation to generation, and as, time passed and history passed. Like, when you first called, I thought you were going to say that the other caller lied, that didn't happen, that Berra didn't have those two home runs. I was like, I don't know that history. I don't go that far back.
Berra hit two home runs off Johnny Cux, and I think Brooklyn had even the series in Game 6 with a 1-0 victory. They had even the series, and the Yankees won 9-0, and Berra hit two. And it was Berra who hit two home runs right off the bat, basically,
and buried the Dodgers, and they only had three hits. They were three. They were shut out in Game 7. And, they kind of, the world returned to normal. But I saw a guy call a fan yesterday and say, he said the Mets were not World Series contenders. And he was a Yankee fan. And he said, let's see what happens in August. You know, it's those things that make my blood boil. This is a different team. It's a different ownership. It's a different culture. And we're gonna slump. We might even lose first place, but we're not going to quit.
Yeah, what I'll tell you is, like, you know, and not saying that I know better than anyone else, but there are a lot of Yankees fans. Just let's just stop there. There are a lot of Yankees fans. So that means there's a ton of people that rep the Yankees. But not all of these people watch baseball outside of the Yankees. Not all of these people look at baseball outside of the Yankees. They can't look critically at the Mets and say, they're a good team. They have some good pieces, some good players. If they weather the storm, you know, if their guys step in and pitch just all right, they have enough bats to win games, they're going to look at it as, okay, the Mets lost to the Mariners. They lost a series to the Mariners. Mets suck. Here we go again. They're not going to be anything because we're the big Yankees. We're the big bad Yankees. But I don't know. I'm not looking at it like that this year. And if that was the case, I would keep it 100. I would tell the truth. But watching the Mets, because I have to speak on WFAN about both teams, the Mets have some guys, and more than a few guys, and enough guys to get through a Max Scherzer injury for 2 months, and whenever Jacob DeGrom comes back, like, it's a part of the story. It's a part of the season, and I think they have enough guys to withstand it.
Did you know that Babe Ruth actually pitched the complete game 6-5 victory for the Yankees? I think it was in 1933 at the tail end of his career. They must have been short on pitching, and the Babe took the mound. And I think you'll see he had a number of decisions in his Yankee career. Not many, but the Babe was the greatest.
Yeah. Way better than Ohtani.
Oh, are you kidding me? No, Ruth had, he won 100 games, a little under 100 games. He would have, if it was a Cy Young, he would have won three times.
Yeah, he was a boss. Like, just man amongst boys. Own the diamond. A god out there.
He out-homered the entire league in 1927.
They probably shouldn't let him play. They probably should have said, nah, you gotta sit out. You're too good.
Well, I don't know about that, but
no, you can't do that. Thanks for the call, Don. We gotta go to the top of the hour, the break, and the update. First hour down. 4 more hours to rock. Call me up, 877-337-6666. I'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.